We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, cherished viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurorad 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hot Bear 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Aptus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, in Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista and Channel 44 on Vía Visión de Vía Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólico Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria la Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Salera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company.
And the following new additions. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleluninos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanú. In Zona 10 Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaré, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIET Kumba. In Mongolia, in Khof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iritanet City, Channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. in Daran Ul Province, Channel 8 on Daran Broadcasting System, Channel 14 on Ulha Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting.
And a new edition in Bayanzurich and Han Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV.
In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khinti Province, Channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandelgolf City, Channel 12 on Khoral Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio Township on Xialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates donates $10 million to developmental projects in the Maldives. In intercultural news, Syria and Russia agree to enhance artistic exchanges. In environmental news, Meet the Truth premieres in Chile. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 1st, Labor Day, also known as International Workers' Day, is commemorated in many countries around the globe. It celebrates the contributions of the dedicated workers of our world. They help to ensure that our societies function smoothly and harmoniously, making available the food we eat, clothes we wear, houses we live in, and much more. We send our deepest thankfulness to all treasured and irreplaceable workers. May heaven bless you and keep you safe always. Today is also the National Day of Marshall Islands, honoring the adoption of its constitution in 1979. Situated in the North Pacific Ocean between Hawaii and Australia, it consists of two archipelagic island chains of 29 atolls. They are referred to as the Pearl of the Pacific. The Marshall Islands' lush greenery and white sandy beaches are complemented by amazing underwater scenery. More than 300 species of coral can be found there, as well as several types of marine turtles, whales, dolphins, and porpoises. May the gentle people of the Marshall Islands have a memorable Constitution Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Across four provinces in southwestern China, more than 50 million farmers have been affected by an epic drought that began in September 2009, and even earlier in some areas. With 20 million people who have been lacking adequate drinking water, the Chinese government has deployed troops to deliver water to the most affected areas. Meanwhile, remote area residents cross large distances on foot, sometimes up and down mountains, to fetch water for their families.
Conveying her loving concern and prayers in March, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated more than $4,000 and asked that our association members go help the most in need. Together with the contributions from our Chinese association members, the total $6,600 could obtain approximately $47,000 in emergency items in the United States based on China's cost of living.
Covering their own travel expenses, our Chinese relief team rushed with supplies of water and also began building wells in several of the severely hit villages in Yunnan province. They then went to Guangxi Province's Barmer County, where an absence of rainfall since July 2009 has cost farmers their grain supplies. Our association's relief team purchased both water and grain, which were entrusted to the government to distribute to the residents, as the hilly roads were too difficult to deliver the large quantities of supplies directly. As the local officials expressed their thanks for the aid, the next day a miraculously long and cooling rain arrived for the first time in 9 months.
We thank heaven for the most needed rain and the Chinese governments for their meaningful assistance to the drought-afflicted citizens. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring help, as well as our association's relief team for their kind efforts. May the Chinese people soon return to safe and worry-free lives as we pray for the restoring of the Earth's resources through our eco-conscious ways.
Forest fires scorched National Park in Ao Lạc or Vietnam. Blazes that began on Sunday, April 25, have destroyed hundreds of hectares as they sparked in 10 areas of the Sham Shien National Park. Despite the efforts of more than 550 people, including firefighters, police and soldiers working to extinguish the flames, the fires have been spurred on by hot, dry weather and heavy winds. One official in the park said, "The fires just keep going. As soon as one fire is stamped out, another breaks out." The flames are also threatening hundreds of species of birds, including the endangered red-headed cranes. A statement from the Forest Management Department in Ha Tinh Province attributes these events to climate change-induced lack of rainfall and arid conditions. On Monday, representatives from various cabinet ministries met with officials from Dong Tap Province to discuss both containment and preventative measures. "Our appreciation, firefighters, police, soldiers and officials, for your brave work to put out the flames. May such dangerous conditions be quickly alleviated through our united efforts toward kinder regard of our shared planetary home."
Rains flood western Yemen. On Wednesday, April 28th, torrential rains flooded tens of houses in the Zabid district of western Yemen's Hodeidah and Jawf provinces. A family of five perished, while two children in the capital city of Sana'a also lost their lives. Damage to homes caused approximately 200 families to be displaced, with other residents throughout Sana'a also said to be affected. Local residents are asking for help in caring for the afflicted, the majority of whom are women, children and the elderly.
Expressing her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members go, if possible, to assist those most desperately in need, adding that financial assistance is available.
She also offered $10,000 as initial funds, which could purchase $186,000 in emergency supplies obtained in the United States based on Yemen's cost of living, asking that it be sent through the Red Cross or another organization if our association members cannot go.
"Our appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's care extended to the vulnerable. We are saddened to know of the lives lost as we pray for the affected Yemeni people's soon return to fulfilling day-to-day lives and that our concerted steps of greater benevolence may ease tragic events as these."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distances on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
Weapons of mass destruction and the regulation of conventional armaments.
UN Chemical Weapons Convention sees progress toward peace. On Thursday, April 29, commemorating the treaty's effective date 13 years ago, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced that 58% of chemical weapons have been eliminated and 89% of related production facilities have been closed. Nations such as Libya, Albania and India, amongst others, have fully completed their projects, while the United States, Russia and Iraq have made steps toward this common goal. The convention, which is monitored by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, presently has 188 member states who have committed to end the production, stockpiling and use of all chemical weapons. We sincerely laud the efforts of Your Excellency, the United Nations and all participating nations to this convention that brings greater tranquility to our planet. May the day come soon when lasting global peace is realized for all of God's creations.
New Loving Hut in Taipei County. As the 27th locale in Formosa or Taiwan to join the world's fastest growing vegan franchise, the Pine Wind Whispering Loving Hut recently opened in Taipei County. Many visitors joined the celebratory launch of this new addition to Loving Hut International, whose concept has been encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to provide all people with palatable, nutritious and conveniently affordable plant-based meals. Guests at the opening signed a bulletin board pledging to be veg to save the planet as the general manager of Light Light Company presided at the ribbon ceremony.
很高兴越来越多人加入爱家的行列。如果说全世界人都吃素，地球很快就会冷却下来。希望大家都来吃素救地球。谢谢。
Located in a busy area with many businesses and residential houses nearby, Loving Hut Pine Wind Whispering has quickly garnered regular customers, a number of whom like the fast service or order carryout. Diners are able to choose from a diverse menu that includes dishes from many nations, as well as house specialities such as the popular Tapanaki series.
它的颜色很漂亮，然后味道又刚刚好，所以是值得。
我这种年纪的人来享受，我觉得弄自己的心情更祥和啊，然后觉得身体话，我觉得也蛮不错的，哎，觉得价位很合理，然后那个菜色也蛮丰盛的。那这边就是我比较喜欢吃比较多样化的，像有一些意大利式的啊，然后有一些那种泰式的啊，然后咖喱啊什么的，就是口味比较大，比较多，嗯。
A hearty hooray to Loving Hut for this auspicious start of yet another venue in Taipei. We send thanks also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast support of this family of vegan restaurants as we look forward to seeing more and more people join in the vegan trend for our harmonious planetary well-being.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Russian president is received for state visit by Denmark's Queen. On Tuesday, April 27, Her Majesty Queen Margrethe II and Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen of Denmark welcomed Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and First Lady Svetlana Medvedeva at the Copenhagen airport as they arrived for a two-day visit.
In honour of her guests, Queen Margrethe held a gala dinner at the Fredensborg Palace, where President Medvedev expressed his gratitude for their country's warm relations. The following day, the Russian president met with Premier Rasmussen to establish a modernization partnership between the two countries, as well as oversee the signing of several bilateral agreements in areas such as trade, sustainable energy, and projects to mitigate climate change. He also spoke at a business forum encouraging Russian and Danish professionals toward further cooperative relations.
Our respectful accolades for your cordial and productive visit, Your Excellency, as we thank Your Majesty for your gracious hosting, wishing ever more flourishing prosperity and friendship among all the Russian and Danish people.
Save our planet. Stranded marine mammals rescued from the shores of Chile and Formosa on Taiwan. Upon finding 15 pilot whales stranded on Playa Brava Beach in the northern Chilean city of Iquique, some 300 volunteers, police and navy personnel worked for more than 9 hours to return them to the sea. While 3 sadly did not survive, the rescuers were successful in releasing 12 into the open waters. Meanwhile, in Formosa the previous week, a pod of 21 pygmy orcas was found on the beach near Cinta Port in Kaohsiung County.
Approximately 80 Coast Guard administration personnel initially used boats to lead them back to the sea, with 15 later found washed back on shore and 4 who had tragically perished. The surviving 11 whales were then transported directly by boat and released successfully in open waters. Although the exact cause of these events is unknown, experts have cited both seismic activity and climate change effects. Some of the perished marine mammals have also been found to contain vast amounts of human-made debris in their stomachs.
Our gratefulness, all rescuers, for your efforts in saving our stranded marine mammal friends. Let us strive to protect the oceanic homes of the gentle whales and other marine species so that they may thrive in their natural habitats once more.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often emphasized the importance of being good stewards of the ecosphere to safeguard the welfare of our fellow co-inhabitants, as during an international gathering in August 2008.
So many whales and dolphins, they wash up ashore and die. There's so many death zones in the ocean. It's suffocating them, so they have to swim out of the water, where it's full of poisonous gas that has been released. They cannot bear it, they cannot breathe, so they have to get out of it. For them, life is in the water, but if the water is full of poison, of course they come out. But when they come out, they die too, because they have no water. They stay in the ocean, they die, they come out, they die. There's no choice for them. This is the worst of all cruelty, that the people don't take care of the environment and let all beings keep dying like this, just to be vegan. And how difficult can it be? Even the dolphins have to swim out of the ocean, because they think like that they can survive. Even risking their lives, so why not we can just change the vegan diet.
Save our planet. EPA releases climate change report. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, has published climate change indicators in the United States to help foster better understanding of the effects of global warming. Available from the agency's website at www.epa.gov/climatechange, the report presents 24 key indicators that include escalating greenhouse gas emissions caused by human activities, as well as others such as winter habitats of bird species, which have shifted northward by an average of 35 degrees. Additional areas include changes in plant species leaf and bloom dates, US and global temperatures, heat waves, droughts, heavy precipitation, and tropical cyclone intensity. The report is being praised by both the media and environmental groups for its clear and comprehensive presentation of global warming effects. United States Environmental Protection Agency, we sincerely appreciate your efforts in creating this valued report. May we all grasp the urgency of climate change and act together in preserving our shared planetary home.
Save our planet. US-based Papermate releases an environmentally friendly pencil, pen and correction film, each of which is made from recycled and biodegradable plant-based materials.
Save Our Planet, Argentine top model Dolores Barriero lends her support to the efforts of the Only One Planet Foundation, whose campaign seeks to raise awareness and halt Amazonian deforestation.
Save Our Planet, Australian and Japanese scientists discover a vast, fast-moving ocean current deep beneath the Antarctic, filled with dense, oxygen-rich water, which they say is a key pathway in a global network of such currents that influence climate patterns.
Save Our Planet. His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales, UK, releases the Green Guide to Historic Buildings, highlighting eco-friendly refurbishment methods, as he also prepares to release the documentary climate change film, Harmony, scheduled to air in the US in November.
Hello, I am Polly the Porcupine, and I'm vegan all the way. I'm here with the tip of the day. If you're planning to attend an interview for a new employment possibility, one way to help you prepare is to practice with a friend. Research possible job-related questions, such as how will your experience benefit our company, and have your friend ask you. This will give you a chance to rehearse your answers and get feedback. Good luck! Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, the United Arab Emirates donates $10 million to support projects in the Maldives. The funds will be used for the island nation to enhance developmental, educational and health endeavors. Both government and civilian programs will be the beneficiaries. Our earnest gratitude, United Arab Emirates. May the great Allah bless your generosity. We wish the kind people of the Maldives to ever flourish under heaven's loving gaze.
In intercultural news, Syria and Russia agree to enhance cooperation. Russia's Minister of Culture, His Excellency Mr. Alexander Avdiev, and the Syrian Minister of Culture, His Excellency Dr. Riyad Naasen Echa, signed a document to promote artistic exchanges between the two nations. Syria will have the opportunity to share its paintings and folk music, and Russia will be able to present its museums and cinema. Special days to celebrate unique aspects of each other's cultures are also envisioned. Our sincere thankfulness, Your Excellency Dr. Riyad Naasen Echa, Your Excellency Mr. Alexander Avdiev, Syria and Russia, for your wonderful gesture of friendship. May the warm-hearted people of both nations grow in deeper understanding and appreciation of your rich heritage. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the climate change documentary, Meet the Truth, premieres in Chile. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. Please stay tuned for more encouraging news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, engaging news for a relevant world. In environmental news, a climate change documentary premieres in Chile. Meet the Truth was shown at the Alameda Art Cinema in Santiago. The film discusses the large role the livestock industry plays in causing global warming. It is the first major project of the Nicholas G. Pearson Foundation, the scientific bureau of the Party for the Animals of the Netherlands. The leader for the Party of the Animals, Miss Marianne Thiemi, was the presenter in Meet the Truth.
¿Qué te pareció la película?
Bueno, me pareció súper buena la información que entregaron. La verdad es que me encantó porque, por lo mismo que se menciona en la película, eso que dicen de que uno piensa que la contaminación siempre viene de los vehículos y de la energía eléctrica y todo eso, entonces que de repente te digan, no, en realidad es por los animales, por todo lo, sus desechos y lo que uno come, entonces es como, wow.
¿Te harías vegetariana o reduciría el consumo de carne de ahora en adelante?
Sí, definitivamente.
The event was organized by Vegan Source and the Eco Animal Association of Chile. The latter is a collective of groups promoting animal rights, veganism, and environmental protection. Our association members distributed SOS flyers and joined in offering complimentary plant-based food. Bravo Vegan Source, the Eco Animal Association, and other participating organizers for your efforts to share the importance of adopting a plant-based diet to save the planet. May all soon realize that the compassionate way is our surest means to protect our precious ecosphere.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Punjabi, a language spoken in India, entitled Train Trip.
Ek jawan ladki ghar nu wapas mudi pehli ver shehar vich sair sapata karan ton baad. ਉਸ ਦੀ ਮਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਥੋੜੀ ਥੱਕੀ ਜਾਪਦੀ ਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ, ਬੇਟੇ ਕੀ ਤੂੰ ਚੰਗਾ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ? ਕੀ ਤੂੰ ਠੀਕ ਠਾਕ ਹੈ?
ਅਸਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ,
ਜਵਾਨ ਲੜਕੀ ਨੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ.
ਮੇਰੀ ਤਬੀਅਤ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ, ਰੇਲ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਲਟੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਬੈਠਣਾ.
ਓਹ ਵਿਚਾਰੀ, ਮਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ, ਤੂੰ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਵਿਅਕਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਥੋੜੇ ਕੁ ਸਮੇਂ ਲਈ ਸੀਟਾਂ ਬਦਲਾਉਣ ਲਈ?
ਮੈਥੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ,
ਉਸਨੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ.
ਉੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ.
ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਫਾਰ ਆਵਰ ਵਿਊਅਰਸ ਹਾਟਲਾਈਨ.
ਡੀਅਰ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਚਿੰਗਮਾਈ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਪਲੇਜ਼ਰ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਯੂ. ਆਈ ਮਸਟ ਸੇ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਫਰਸਟ ਫਾਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਸਮਾਈਲਸ ਦੈਟ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਦ ਕੋਰੇਜ ਟੂ ਰਾਈਟ ਯੂ. ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਅਬਿਆ ਸਟੇਟ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਯੂਟੂਰੂ. Most of the time, when I watch you talk on television, I can't help but shed tears, because I do feel you are talking to me directly. Your compassion, the sense of belonging you give to humans, even to animals, is superb and marvelous. I wish that you see me as your African brother and friend, whom you shall always remember right there in paradise. I also believe that there are millions of things you can teach me, which I can use to develop Africa, and helping in making it a better place. Mommy, I know that you are a blessing to me and also to the world. I know that you can never fail me. May heaven's grace be upon you and everything you love. Amen. Yours faithfully, Kelechi from Nigeria.
Hi Kelechi, it's fantastic to hear from you. Supreme Master Chinghai has a reply for you.
Blessed Kelechi, thank you so much for your heartfelt note. I love the beautiful people of your great continent and pray that hand in hand we shall enter a golden age of kindness to all beings. We are always together. May God's immense blessings shine on you and all your spiritual African brothers and sisters. Love, love, Chinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememasterrtv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememasterrtv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Road Wars News.
May faith and charity accompany you on life's sacred journey to the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese President Hu Jintao welcomes world leaders from 20 countries to the opening of the Shanghai World Expo, the largest yet, situated on a site spanning 5.3 square kilometers, with some 70 million visitors expected during the several-month event.
US scientists make a first-ever discovery of ice and organic compounds in an asteroid, giving further credence to theories that collisions of these bodies with the Earth 4 billion years ago provided the carbon-based ingredients necessary for creating life.
Iran sends humanitarian aid, including medicine and medical supplies, to assist residents of Kyrgyzstan affected by civil conflict.
Prime Minister Manmohan Singh of India and his Pakistani counterpart Yusuf Reza Gilani meet for the first time since November 2008 at the South Asian Leaders Summit in Bhutan, where they agree to normalize relations and resume their country's peace talks.
Beijing's Municipal Commission of Housing and Urban Rural Development in China announces plans to renovate older buildings and make them earthquake safe.
Three girls living in the Askar refugee camp of Palestine's West Bank win a trip to the Intel Science Fair in California, USA for their use of scrap materials in creating a special walking stick for the blind.
Mr. Frank Sterling of New York, USA is being freed following 19 years of detainment after recent DNA testing cleared him of all charges.
United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan and Greek Deputy Foreign Minister Dimitris Dritsas sign an agreement to enhance both political and economic relations between their countries.
German airline Lufthansa announces that it is halting the practice of transporting dogs and cats for use in experiments to protect animal welfare.
Iranian artisan Mohammad Davar Saray is weaving a carpet of peace and love to present to the Sweden-based Nobel Foundation as a symbol of his country's friendship.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.